Howdy, everybody. It's time for another check-in with the Ekalaka Public Schools Superintendent of Schools, James Capte. We've got him on the line here. How's it going today, Mr. Capte?
Hey, I'm doing amazing. It's September. It makes me feel like singing, I don't know, Earth, Wind, and Fire songs. You know, it's just a good thing.
That popped right in my head as well. That's a little ditty right there, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. A good one to start your day off with, for sure. But you guys just had a school board meeting, so we got to get updated on that. But, you know, as I was going to get the agenda from that and on the old YouTube link to the meeting, which you can find on the Ekalaka Public Schools Facebook page, that's how I found it anyways, I noticed some kids in FFA jackets there. I always love seeing that. So, you know, thought I'd ask you right off the bat here, where are them FFA kids looking like they're trying to head? I saw that was a meeting, an agenda note about potential out-of-state travel for the FFA chapter coming up.
Yeah, and the FFA chapter is, it does a really good job. They're headed to Indianapolis for the
National Convention
there. And the cool part about that is we always work with some of the other chapters like Plevna, Weibo, and whatnot, and we end up like with a true bus full of kiddos that we track through all that and then, you know, share space and share costs, and they get to make friends and connections. But anytime a group goes out of state, the board has to approve that. So they were there to speak on that and speak on behalf of a fellow FFAer as we waded through some policy pieces about kids in being involved in our school, that whether they're homeschooled or out of county, and all those kind of fun things, that the fun work of school.
And speaking of the word fun, maybe even more fun headed your way. Another agenda note item that stuck right out to me here was potentially adding a climbing wall, maybe.
Oh yes, and this has been something. Climbing walls are near and dear to my heart, but we started this process last year working on it. Looking for space, we set some budget money aside. We got a grant from Everlast Climbing Walls, and so we are in the process of putting a traversing wall. So for those that are a lot of our listeners that don't climb a lot, so you have two different types of walls. You have a traversing wall, which means you can go up to 10 feet tall and you go side to side. You climb along the wall. And then a climbing wall, then you're going above 10 feet and you've got to have ropes and all of those things. So we're starting down the path of putting in a 10-foot, 10-by-20 wall with a corner section. And then we will potentially evolve into a climbing wall with an overhang for kids and adults as well. But we're taking the first step of getting that climbing wall in for our kids and for our adults and for our community. Just another good opportunity to be doing something.
Yeah, for sure. So as you evolve from a traversing to a climbing wall, and all those regulations and things you have to have changed, does the insurance policy change for a school as well?
It does. I mean, as a traversing wall is pretty simple because the padding just is on the floor, and I could fall and most likely not break anything. But kids are for sure safe in that situation. But that once you start going up higher, you have to have people trained as far as on the ropes and all of those things. But we'll get there. It's a good opportunity. We don't think about climbing here because we got a lot of soft rocks, but you don't have to go too far south, and there's some good climbing and just a lifetime skill, something you can do your whole life.
Heck yeah, right on. Sounds like a good time to me for sure. The kids will love that, and the community members that get to use it as well in the future. And hey, I'm going to jump a little bit down the agenda here. We can go back, but I was just darn curious because the last word that really stuck out to me on the last meeting agenda here was obsolete items. I'm just curious, did any obsolete items come up in your last meeting here?
So we are looking at, I mean, we're truly, for us, we're just getting rid of a copier, if you will, on this one. But because the beauty of schools is anything that's bought with tax dollars, you can't, if it's over, you know, a set amount of money, you have to obsolete those things, which means you give the public a chance to, hey, know it's going away, then they have a chance to buy it. And a lot of obsolete items, well, I'd say about half the obsolete items probably do get picked up by somebody else, but a lot of them, you just have to get permission to throw them in the trash. And so, well, our copier is well used at this point. And so it's ready for moving on to a different life.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think those were all my kind of highlighted items that jumped out to me. My you know, the weird things that stick out to me on the agenda notes there. So anything else that you think we should cover from the last meeting agenda here?
Well, I mean, there's a couple big things for me. The one I'd throw out there just for all the listeners, especially because all the listeners around your listening area might be interested. We do have an RFP going out for the storm damage that hit this summer and did some significant damage to the properties that the school owns, from the roofing on the elementary school to the roofing on the houses that the school owns, as well as some siding damage, those things. And so those are going out public today, and we're getting bids on that. We had an extensive amount of damage done with that storm this summer, and so we're looking for bids, and we always like the idea of, I mean, if it's at all possible, if we can get local contractors, that's always a plus, but we have to have a bid before we can select a local contractor, so we need to get those in the next month, but those will be posted for two weeks, and then by the next board meeting, we will select where we're going to go with getting those taken care of.
Okay, and what was that acronym you put out there for that, RFP? What does that stand for?
Request for Proposal.
Okay.
Request for Proposal. Yeah, it's, again, one of those wonderful acronyms in school. But yeah, it's good stuff. Then the other part about that, we had a good conversation with our accreditation plan, and so the state has kind of walked in the accreditation, which is the grading of schools, and it's been around for a long time, but the state has not maybe done it with as due diligence as they need to. It's kind of been a checkbox for a lot of schools. And the state a few years back ventured down the path to make it more, truly more of an evaluation of schools, like how do you continuously improve schools? And so we're working through that process to really focus on improving our schools, which goes hand in hand with some of the things you and I have talked about, and which we're going to be heavily focused on building a graduate profile and looking at, you know, competency based, like how do we grade, how do we know when kids know stuff versus just a grade? And that's, you know, a shift in traditional educational thinking, but it's a shift that's been coming for a while. And so we've been working through that, and we have a pretty extensive plan that we approved going forward from there as well.
Okay, right on. Sweet. So all kinds of business items going. We're in the thick of the school year for sure now, so really getting after it with some things down there at Ekalaka Public Schools. And some big fun coming up here soon. The homecoming parade coming up the 26th. That's not too long away here. Terry coming to town to take the Bulldogs on and on the football field that next Saturday after that homecoming parade. So my big question for you, Mr. Capti, surrounding homecoming, can you kick a field goal?
Well, you know, I might be able to kick a field goal. And, you know, Blake, we always are trying to have some fun down here. So I'm glad you brought up the field goal. We have back-to-back-to-back home football games. So our opening night football game is this week, first home game of the season. And the boys in blue are undefeated, and they're looking to keep that streak going and are pushing to win the conference. That's the goal. But you got to take it one week at a time. So this week, our first game out, we've got, you know, Rally the Pack. We've got a car show at the football game. So anybody with a classic car gets in free to the game. And so
nice.
We've got special parking for them around the field. We're hoping to fill up around the field with classic cars and have some fun with that. We've also got a band, a live band coming down from Billings to play before the game starts and kind of kick that game off. We're like a small college down here. We do a lot of fun things. But then that field goal thing, we do have a field goal kicking contest at halftime of each of those games leading to homecoming, and the winner can, you know, win at homecoming. They win $500. Every game out, they could win up to $300 kicking a field goal and having some fun with that. So I don't know if I'll be out there, you know, winning the prize to kick a field goal, but we're super, super excited about that. I'm just going to inundate you. You're going to be like, slow down, Mr. Gaffney. We've talked about our car raffle that we've been having so much fun with and learning so much about classic cars. But our car raffle for that 1970 Monte Carlo is down to 68 tickets left.
Oh, man.
That's it. We, We're down to the nitty gritty, and so as soon as we sell that 500th one or October 1st, but we're probably going to sell out of those in the next week or so. So anybody I want to have a shot for that car. They've got to call us or they've got to get online and get that ticket. We're working hard on that. Our FCCLA has been building their own project. They've been figuring out, they're working with the shop classes. They're building a frame right now for a movie screen so that we're going to have our first drive-in movie event down here next Saturday after the volleyball games. We play Weibo next Saturday, and after that, it's an earlier game, so then after that on the football field, we are going to have a drive-in, sit-in movie. I think they're looking at showing one of the Jurassic Park movies, so that's exciting. It's crazy when you get kids going and let them run, then they just run and they just do all sorts of fun things. Then you alluded to our homecoming week, which we're super excited about homecoming. And one of your partners up there, as far as in Baker, the Bank of Baker stepped up and said, "Hey, we want to sponsor the homecoming football game." So everybody eats free at our homecoming football game, thanks to the Bank of Baker.
Nice.
So yeah, it's just, and then let's back up and go like purely educational. And I hope you know I'm excited right now. Like, but next week we have Reading Under the Lights, our second version of Reading Under the Lights. We did that last year. It's a great tradition. We're continuing that. So we have free books, free meals, everything on the football field next Thursday night for families and to really highlight and try to create that love of reading, if you will. And so, yes, just an amazing amount of stuff. And I feel like Steve Jobs right now. And there's one more thing. So 2 weeks from now, we play Scobie. And we were looking at, you know, we're going to play Scobie. It's going to be a big game. Every one of our games is big, and we're vying for that conference. But at that game, we got a bunch of tickets donated to football games around the region. We've got four tickets to the Cats game versus Eastern Washington. We've got tickets to a UW game. We've got tickets to the Broncos-Cowboys game.
Wow.
We've got tickets to Dickinson's, a couple of Dickinson's football games and seats and a little bit of swag. And we've got tickets to Black Hill State. So if you're a college football fan or a pro football fan, they like the Broncos or the Cowboys, we have the ultimate football giveaway because we're going to, you know, let people buy tickets. We're going to draw those tickets, and the winners, you know, get some amazing tickets to some other football games too. So just, yeah, like I said, when we started this conversation, excited that September is a great month for us, and we just got a lot of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. A whole boatload of stuff going on down there with Ekalaka Public Schools here in the fall. Keeping busy and keeping a lot of fun stuff available for the kids and community. Always awesome to see there. And hey, I got to ask you personally, because I know that you're a big about everybody else guy, and I just got to know, how was Banana Baseball? I would like to hear how much fun you had watching the Savannah Bananas.
You know what, the Savannah Bananas, I loved it. It's just fun. It really is fun, and maybe you see some of those things trickulating out and some of the things we do here. But I think the biggest thing about going to Savannah Bananas game is, they always are talking about fans first, always about the fans, always about doing what's right by fans. And I just, to me, it just reiterates where I stand and with school, because it should always be about kids first. How do we create the best experience for kids? And sometimes if you look outside of education, you find some great role models, mentors, ideas, all those things. And it was fun. Anybody gets a chance to go to a Savannah Banana game, it's worth your time.
Right on. Well, thanks as always for the update and keeping us in the know with what's going on at Ekalaka Public Schools. Again, this is a superintendent of schools, Mr. James Capte, who's been on the line. And before I let you go, anything else that the folks should know out there?
I think we've hit it all, and maybe we might have missed something. But, yeah, check our Facebook page, give us a call, and, we got a lot of things going. We hope we see everybody out here.
Right on. Well, we'll catch you here soon, and at least we'll catch you next month for another school board meeting update, Mr. Capte.
All right. Thanks, Blake.